Portions of this program are pre-recorded. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed. Glad to have you here. Welcome to the program. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show. We've got a big program for you today. It'll be U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez. His district includes so much of the border that we have the 50, it's now 53 illegal aliens that died in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio. Yeah, they're going to punish the three guys they arrested, but why are they here? Why did they come? What is it that this administration is doing to save lives and not cost lives of these people who thought they were coming for a better life? Now they're dead. So we've got that with Tony Gonzalez coming up in hour number two. Hour number three, it's going to be campus reform. Got a lot going on your Wednesday. Let's go. Uh-huh. That is Chocolate Boys. Kerry Lockie making it happen. Getting it done as always. Always looking really happy to be here to talk to me. Clearly.
My favorite part of the day.
Sam making it happen. Well, thank you. Sam making it happen. Polo's in the house as well. Break it down. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. I may have missed something. What's your name? What's your name? Cassidy somebody?
Huffman. Cassidy Huffman, I believe.
Something like that.
Hutchinson. I think.
Yeah, Hutchinson. There you go. Yeah. Remember she went, she did the, remember that when she sat down in front of the J6 committee? Remember
that? Sure. That was yesterday.
Okay. All right. And she sat down and they were asking her questions and she went through this thing where allegedly on January 6th, then President Trump, I guess, choked one Secret Service agent, assaulted another one, and then jumped from the back of the presidential limousine and grabbed the steering wheel in an attempt to make the car go to the Capitol. We heard this, yes?
Yes.
It's been debunked by the Secret Service. They said, yeah, no. Nope. No, it's not. It's this didn't happen. Never did happen. Wasn't going to happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we get today? Well, it turns out you had AOC showed up on Colbert last night to go on and on about how horrific Donald Trump is and how disturbing and maniacal this whole thing was. And he's attacking Secret Service agents and he's going nuts and it's crazy what he was doing. This craziness was crazy and stuff. And, Nobody corrects it. I mean, the audience laughs and Colbert agrees with her and this is, you're right, he's a crazy man and all that. And then today, the Washington Examiner, which I thought was a right-wing outlet, I thought that it was actually an outlet that that supported conservatism. They do some stupid op-ed that says, I mean, the headline is Trump proven unfit for power again. And, Kara, they based it on Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. Yeah. So maybe I'm missing it. There's a good chance. Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I don't get it. And people can fill me in who do get it. But let me just give you a little bit of this. This is an opinion piece. So I'll read it. I won't put that burden on you.
Thank you.
But, I mean, I'm not sure I understand what the issue is. I really don't. Because anybody who's got a brain knows that it's been debunked. I mean, it was debunked almost immediately by the Secret Service. They were like, yeah, no, that didn't happen. I don't know what she's talking about. Yet the DC Examiner puts this out, and maybe they put it out before they knew that it was debunked. Maybe that's the case. But the headline is Trump proven unfit for power again. This was today at 12:01 a.m. I mean, before we got off the air last night, which is 9 p.m. Eastern, We knew that the Secret Service was debunking this. This is an opinion piece, or the editorial piece, from the Washington Examiner. Former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson's Tuesday testimony ought to ring the death knell for former President Donald Trump's political career. Trump is unfit to be anywhere near power ever again. Hutchinson's resume alone should establish her credibility. The 25-year-old had already worked at the highest levels of conservative Republican politics, including in the offices of Senator Ted Cruz, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, before becoming a top aide for former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. In short, Hutchinson was a conservative Trumpist, true believer, and a tremendously credible one at that. She did not overstate things, did not seem to be seeking attention, and was very precise about how and why she knew what she related and what about which the testimony was firsthand and which was secondhand, but able to be corroborated. What Hutchinson relayed was disturbing. She gave believable accounts of White House awareness that the planned January 6th rally could turn violent. She repeated testimony that Trump not only knew that then-Vice President Mike Pence's life had been credibly threatened that day, but also that he was somewhere between uncaring and actually approving of Pence's danger. She also told in detail that Trump repeatedly insisted that he himself should join his supporters at the Capitol, even after being informed the crowd contained armed elements and that it was breaching the perimeter against an undermanned U.S. Capitol Police force. Also distressing to hear were Hutchinson's accounts of Trump's repeated fits of rage, including dining table contents overturned and ketchup dishes thrown violently across the room. The worst by far, though, was that people immediately returning from being with Trump in the presidential vehicle told of the president trying to grab the wheel of the car to force it to be driven to the Capitol and then violently reaching for the neck of Secret Service agent Bobby Engel, who headed the president's protective detail. Hutchinson's testimony confirmed a damning portrayal of Trump as unstable, unmoored, and absolutely heedless of his sworn duty to effectuate a peaceful transition of presidential power. Considering the entirety of her testimony, it is unsurprising that Hutchinson said she heard serious discussions of cabinet members invoking the 25th Amendment that would have at least temporarily evicted Trump from the White House. Trump is a disgrace. Republicans have far better options to lead the party in 2024. No one should think otherwise, much less support him ever again. Okay. Most of what they said was not credible whatsoever. Most of it just not credible. Because the idea that Trump knew there were armed members who were rioting and breaching the Capitol is completely untrue. Why do I know that? Because of those arrested, not one firearm was found. Not one. So that already is incorrect. That already does not work. Already, that's ridiculous. Already. That's just fact. So he did not know of anybody who was armed going to the Capitol. In fact, he did have premonitions of what could happen at the Capitol on January 6th. That's why on January 2nd, 4 days earlier, he offered 10 to 20,000 National Guard troops to Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police and to Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C. They both refused it. Now, there are real documents that Cash Patel has that prove that this offer was made and that prove that they said no. So not only did he not want there to be some sort of rioting and mayhem and horribleness going on at the Capitol, he warned of it and offered a bunch of troops. And had those 10 to 20,000 troops been there, you would not have had the riot. They could not have breached the Capitol. They could not have gone in. The Capitol Police could not have welcomed them in, which some video shows them doing. The agitators, who were left-wing agitators in the crowd, could not have agitated and made them go in or enticed them to go in. The 10 to 20,000 troops were available. They said no. So why would he want more violence on January 6th when he was trying to head it off with an offer of National Guard troops? And then let's talk about how he said, I don't care if they're armed. Trust me when I say that never happened. That never happened because, again, why then would the guy have offered up 4 days earlier protection against people doing what they ended up doing on the steps of the Capitol on January 6th? The idea that this 70-something-year-old man grabbed the throat of some Secret Service agent, his chief agent, this Bobby Engel guy, is ridiculous. ABC, NBC, and CBS, all not Trump fans, all reported that Cassie Hutchinson's account was not only not corroborated by the Secret Service, but the Secret Service said, no, that didn't happen. So that's another piece of what she said that makes no sense. None. The idea that he somehow jumped into the driver's seat and tried to direct the presidential limousine to go to the Capitol. Let's say he got there. Let's say he got to the driver's seat and grabbed the steering wheel. Carrie, you've driven a time or two, yes?
Yes, more than a time or two.
If I were to reach over and grab the steering wheel and you're driving the car, would my reaching to the steering wheel force you to go where I wanted you to go? Or could you maybe hit the brake?
I could hit the brake.
So if I'm jumping over the back seat, which we're supposed to believe that somehow through gymnastics and breaking through barriers that are there to protect the president, he dove over the back seat to the front seat, grabbed the steering wheel, and was going to make them go to the Capitol, that unless his feet are on the pedals, that isn't going to happen. And again, the Secret Service, they just got this free pass. Secret Service just got the free pass. You can go now and you can tell on them for reaching over, for grabbing the steering wheel, for choking a couple of agents, for saying, I hope they're all armed, and they go and kill people at the Capitol. If that happened, they now have, he's not the president, they can't be in trouble with him. They can go sit down in front of this committee and tell all. Yet somehow they're not doing that. And the news stories that we got yesterday was that they were ready to testify and refute what she said. Yet for some reason, an alleged right-wing outlet, an alleged conservative outlet, I guess as conservative as Liz Cheney, decides to write and release at 12:01 this morning an op-ed, an editorial, saying Trump is unfit for power because of what this woman said that already had been debunked 3 hours before they wrote the editorial. So what are they hoping to gain? Is this going to be what it's going to be? The Republicans are so stupid. Stupid! That going into the midterms, they're going to really fight each other? Is that what's really going to happen? Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger will get some help in fighting against those who believe in America first and those who like Trump? That's what they're going to do to give Joe Biden and Barack Obama and the left this opportunity to go ahead and splinter the party and then maybe win by default because we're all mad at each other? This is just decidedly stupid. So I tweeted to the D.C. Examiner, hey, D.C. Examiner, why is this opinion still up? Her testimony was immediately debunked by the Secret Service. Did you not hear? Seriously, enough of the hate on actual conservative values. It doesn't make sense that they would do this. Of course, Twitter didn't let my response to them go very far. You know, like 28 people retweeted it or something. But the bottom line is, you've got another conservative outlet, another one, that has decided it's going to go by the way of Cheney and Kinzinger because the hatred of Trump is that deep and that disgusting. You have no reason whatsoever to do badly in the midterm, but we're trying to think of a reason. You have no reason whatsoever to not do well in 2024, but we're trying to come up with a reason. Listen to me, if you're a Republican, conservative, a right-leaning moderate, whatever, don't fall for this BS. You've got to circle the wagons like the Democrats do. You have to get the House and Senate back. You have to get the presidency back. Because all of a sudden, you got Breyer retiring from the Supreme Court today. So instead of replacing Kennedy, the new Supreme Court Justice, Brown Jackson, is going to take the place of Breyer. And now you'll have Joe Biden offering up another far left-wing radical liberal. And the fight should be how the next person cannot be confirmed. The next person that he offers up, if they're anything like Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is far left-wing, can't define a woman, pro-abortion, she was on pro-abortion, you know, defense cases, here's somebody who's light on crime, light on sentencing, you can't have another person just rubber-stamped. The person's got to go through and be stopped if they're as radical as she is, because here's the game now. Breyer said, oh, crap, I better get out of the way, so that they could bring in another young radical to keep the court from turning completely conservative and textual. And textual just means they believe in the text of the Constitution. So your thoughts on this? This Cassidy Hutchinson, her second-hand, third-hand, fifth-hand testimony has already been debunked. It was debunked almost immediately. Yet the media, although some of them begrudgingly said, yeah, it was debunked by the Secret Service, parts of the media, big tech, are still pushing it like it's reality. And you had AOC, the actress, on with Colbert last night, just lying about it. about how wonderful she is and she's brave and she's somebody who really came through. Come on, man. Your thoughts about this being the headline still. Nobody's talking about how 53 now illegal aliens died in the back of that tractor trailer. That should be the big story in the country. Without a doubt, that should be the big story. Oh, and we'll also talk about Nancy Pelosi got herself some communion over in the Vatican. What the hell happened to the Catholic Church? And if you're Catholic and you're going to unfollow me and stop listening, go ahead. I grew up Catholic. I thought that I understood the value system of the religion. But when everybody here held firm and said, we're not going to give you communion until you publicly stop being pro-abortion, pro-kill the unborn child, she goes to the Vatican and gets communion? So the Pope genuflected to Nancy Pelosi? Really? And that drives me nuts, so we'll talk about that as well. Your thoughts, though, on Cassidy Hutchinson, the way that it's been debunked, and how certain segments of left-wing media and big tech are still pushing it like it's true. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Glad to have you here. Welcome to the program. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on. We've got campus reform later on. Representative Tony Gonzalez, whose district includes where that tractor trailer was found. It also includes Laredo. Also, I mean, he's all along the border, and he's got the real inside scoop on what's going on. In fact, he had dinner with the president of Guatemala the other day, who wants to help, but like isn't getting any love from the Biden administration. Very interesting conversation with Tony. Make sure you stick around for that. Also, right now I'm taking calls on the fact that it looks like the Republicans are trying to self-implode. They're trying to just implode. We're going to have all this division from those who are alleging to be conservatives that don't like Trump. So you got a bunch of never-Trumpers over at the Washington Examiner writing stupid op-eds that don't make any sense, editorials that don't make any sense, and the left is going, woo, we got them fighting each other again. That's all they want. That's what they want. So at the end of the day, you've got to be smart. You've got to circle the wagons. You've got to understand those who have similar values to you are those that you should be aligning with, and enough of this infighting. The Democrats sit back and laugh at it. Let me tell you in the meantime about Newsmax TV. Newsmax is awesome. I know that you've heard the big news. I've been telling you about Greta Van Susteren. She is back. She's on Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time. Greta's taking on big business, big Washington, big media at 6 p.m. Eastern. So set the DVR because it's on what I'm on. And, of course, you can check it out afterwards. Every weeknight, her new show is called The Record with Greta Van Susteren. Greta always gives you the real news, and she leads a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, who's talking about Biden's economic train wreck. Also, there's Eric Bolling exposing the woke agenda. More than 20 million Americans watch Newsmax. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable and streaming platforms. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, you can switch to a system that does. It's available out there for you, and there are plenty that have it. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere, day or night. I watch it all the time when I'm traveling. It's really great. Also on the treadmill. So tune into Newsmax tonight for Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling. Make the switch today to Newsmax. You'll be glad you did. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Your thoughts about the Republican Party trying to now splinter even more. I mean, Cheney and Kinzinger can't get it done. Eric, what's happening in Wisconsin? Come on.
Hey, man. Joe, they don't have to make any sense. All they got to do is say it. The culture picks it up. The Colbert Show, The View, they pick it up. They run with it. It used to be journalists cared about credibility. They no longer do. They just say it. I think it started with AOC. She just said it, and then it was in the public domain, and pretty soon half the people believe it.
Now, Eric, I hear you, and I think that you're right on to it, but it wasn't AOC that started this. It was this Cassie person sitting there and saying what she was saying, secondhand, third hand, you know, this ridiculous. Imagine a 70-something-year-old guy who's been a billionaire for a long time, who isn't out there punching people in the face, diving across the seat to grab the wheel, attacking Secret Service agents. It's just lunacy to think that that's anywhere near the truth, yet the Washington Examiner, for some reason, thought they'd write an op-ed on it. Ridiculous. 888-941-PAGS. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Right, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on. The Joe Pags Show on your radio. Maybe on your device or you're checking out the live video stream. Just stop by joepags.com, joepags.com, and click on Watch Now. And you'll see the actual live video. We do it like a TV show. We've got all the people's voices that you hear. You can see them as well, Carrie and Polo and Sam. Really glad to have you here. So just talking about this ridiculous testimony yesterday that's been debunked pretty quickly. And I got to be honest with you. I didn't know that she worked with Cruz. Sam, do you remember, did we ever set Cruz up with Cassie Hutchinson? Cassidy Hutchinson? I don't remember her.
I don't remember her either, but I mean, we could have potentially worked with her at some point. I just don't remember.
You got a scratchy mic there, just to let you know. Your mic is very scratchy today. Okay. So, I mean, I don't know. She doesn't look familiar to me, but then again, we wouldn't really see them if we're setting up the different interviews with people. I'm not really sure why she does this unless she just believed that, he became the Incredible Hulk and was beating up Secret Service members and grabbing the wheel. I'm not really sure why she says it. But when it becomes debunked by the big media, by mainstream media, why the D.C. Examiner would still go with the story and act like that's the reason why we can't ever let Trump anywhere near the White House again, you start to think about why are they going after Trump? Why don't they want him to be the president? What was it that he did as president that makes you have such disdain for the guy? This is what it is, and they claim to be Republicans. It doesn't make sense to me. What makes you a Republican? Is it your value system? If it is, what in your value system did Trump go against? Other than the occasional mean tweet that you can get over, what exactly is it that he did that made you say, yeah, we just can't possibly do this at this point? Was it the lower gas prices, the lower regulations, the lower taxes? Was it the America First agenda where we looked out for our people first in our country before we looked out for people in the other country? Was it the wall that stopped illegal aliens from coming across? I mean, what was it that you hated? That he had little Rocket Man in check, that Iran was afraid of him, that he took out ISIS? What was it that he did that you as a Republican or a conservative have a problem with? And they really can't answer it other than, look how mean he was. He beat up a Secret Service agent and he grabbed the steering wheel. Come on, dude. And he said, hey, we hope you're armed. What? I mean, honestly, you think he did those things? Honestly. Come on now. What are we talking about? I mean, so at the end of the day, we have to be better than this. At the end of the day, if you want to be a conservative or a so-called Republican, act like it. And support the party and what the party's doing because they believe in your value system. You're just helping the left, and I don't understand why. I don't get why you're helping the left. It doesn't make sense to me. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Your thoughts on this? Let me go to line one. Is going to be Cherry in Florida. Cherry, what's going on? Hi.
Hi, it's Cherry in Daytona Beach Shores, Florida. Nice to be on your show.
I'll stop you there. I didn't call you Cherry because I felt like it's spelled with a C. So it's actually Sherry.
Yeah, Sherry.
Very good. Talk to me. Excellent.
I'm going to be quick because I'm door dashing.
Okay.
I need to do a delivery, but I listen to you all the time, and
Thank you.
Listening to what you were saying and how the Colbert show, just ate this up last night with her. But what concerned me today is right before your show, I was listening to Howie Kurtz on my radio because I listen to it constantly.
Yeah.
He comes on, and I always respect what his pieces are. And he did a piece on this, and I think he hung Trump out to dry.
Really?
And it was today. Now, I don't know if that was a repeat of what he did last night and he didn't know the whole story. But unfortunately, he has a large following like myself.
Yeah.
And if they aren't, questioning, first of all, I'm a major Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And when I heard all this, I was like, oh, right. I watched her for like 10 minutes on TV before I left talking. And I'm like, oh, my God, what new job is she going to get?
Yeah.
Remember, I lived in Illinois and I come from Chicago.
Okay.
So it's just, to me, a perfect Democrat book play. But I was just shocked. Take a listen to it. And he just needs to correct it because there's too many conservative listeners that listen to him. And if that's the only thing they're having time to listen to, they're going to believe what he said in that.
Well, I've had Howard Kurtz on the show, and I like him, and I think he's a nice guy. I'll go back and see if I can't find it. Cherry, go deliver that food. I appreciate you. I actually called her Cherry again. It's Sherry. Go deliver that food, and I appreciate you taking the time in Daytona Beach. We get a lot of calls from your area, so we got a lot of great listeners there. I don't know. I'm not sure why Kurtz said that, but I'll check and see if I can find exactly what it was that he did say. And he's generally speaking the media reporter on Fox, so he should know that the media was either telling the truth or not, and it sounds like he either didn't know or he wanted to agree with it. Let me go back at it. Going to be AK in Minnesota. AK, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Joe? Love the show, man.
Thank you.
Listen to you all the time, man.
Awesome.
So I've worked in politics in and around it for like 16 years, and I think that Trump is kind of the hatred that goes towards him comes from the ruling class. So when Trump was in power, there was people that just wanted to latch on to that power. And when Trump came out of power, people started to abandon him. And now they've decided that they want to attach themselves to a different apparatus. That's what I think. So I think like with Cassidy, when you kind of hear about the backstory, you do some digging, you understand that she wasn't able to go on with Trump. And so this is her play. Detach yourself from Trump very publicly. Someone's going to want to pick her up. That's going to be kind of on the never Trump train, especially going into 2024. But these people are duplicitous. And I say that as a Republican, a proud Republican that understands that power is unfortunately the driver for so many of these people. They don't care about actual ideology. They don't care about what's right or what's wrong or our values. They just want power.
Yeah, but AK, what blows my mind is she's not going to get any power if she's lying, and it's been debunked already. So I'm not really sure what power she gets out of that, unless she thought she was going to get some sort of a cover or shield from the left because she was speaking out against Trump. Now, keep in mind, Liz Cheney brings this woman on thinking that she's going to be just the bombshell that blows Trump out of the water, and it turns out not so much.
Yeah, maybe Lincoln Project's going to pick her up, you know? I mean, that's what I mean about power is that there's still an apparatus that exists, you know, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, that is still employing people that understand that Trump, he is who the Republicans are going to pick. Like, there's, you know, people will float other people around, and I know that we're going to have a process, but it's Trump if he wants it. But yeah, they are so afraid because I personally think that Trump, he's going to truly drain the swamp because he knows how duplicitous this ruling class of people are, and he will drain the swamp. And they are so afraid because that's what needed to happen. And I think that he kind of got swayed of like, maybe don't drain it all the way, but that's what you have to do. You have to completely drain the swamp. And if you don't, the little pond scum that sticks around will start to propagate and grow back. And that's what happened.
Okay, I hear you, and I appreciate that. I think you're right. Trump is hip to it. Kerry, did you hear what the response was from Trump yesterday when Cassie Hutchinson made her statements?
I know that he called her a phony.
Well, he also said she did not have a very important job in the White House.
Uh-huh.
Her job was to make sure the Diet Coke was stocked up, and a couple of times she screwed up and brought in Diet Pepsi. Then he's like, and who does that?
okay.
You know what I mean? So he completely just denigrates her role, whatever it happened to be, in the White House. And again, I don't understand why would she sit in that chair? And somebody made a good point. I think it was James Woods last night. You know the actor James Woods?
Oh, yeah.
Does he follow you on Twitter? He follows me on Twitter.
Okay. Well, I'm not really on Twitter, so.
What's that?
Yeah, it's all good.
So he doesn't follow you is what you're saying?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. So he said, this is a Hollywood, I think it was him, this is a Hollywood trick, the way they shoot the video of these people when they're testifying and they want to be seen as sympathetic. Well, same thing with Christine Blasey Ford. When they were shooting her testimony as well, they shot from low to high and showed them almost as if they were looking into the heavens as they were saying their testimony so that they would be better believed. And I believe them. You know, the way this thing is set up is ABC producers are the ones that they hired to set up this whole January 6th committee. And they're shooting it in such a way that those that the committee wants to be believed, they will shoot them a certain way. Those that they shouldn't believe are shot a different way. And by the way, have you noticed that nobody gets to challenge the testimony of anybody?
Right, right.
I mean, if you had a Jim Jordan on there, you had a Kevin McCarthy on there, you had a Matt Gaetz on there, you're going to have some fiery responses and some cross-examination, none of which is allowed. You don't even have to cross-examine this person, as the Secret Service came out and said, yeah, it's just not true. Doug, Minnesota, make it quick. What's happening?
Hey, Joe. Hey, two things. First, I think the woman they had on the stand, they had something on her. They offered her something. I heard they deposed her five times before the last one. So you really have to wonder what's going on there. Secondly, you know, Trump called it 100% right. There's a huge swamp, and it runs both ways, Democratic and Republican.
Yes.
I think they're absolutely terrified to have him back in office again. Terrified.
Well, I agree. Without a doubt, the establishment on the right is showing its fangs, showing its claws right now. And they're doing all they can to try to make it. I mean, honest to God, I can't believe there was an opinion piece that was put out by the Washington Examiner that they didn't take down after we heard the responses from the Secret Service agents. They should have immediately said, oh, damn, as much as I don't like Trump, we got to take that down. It's not going to work. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Carrie, before we hit the break, give me this West Hollywood story. I'll take a call or two on this. Because, again, you've got a defund the police idiot who is taking money that should have been there for police in a high-crime neighborhood and using it for something dumb. What do you have?
From the Daily Mail, the woke West Hollywood officials who proposed the city defund their sheriff's department to save money had agreed to spend $85,000 to update the city's LGBT crosswalk to make it more inclusive. Seppi Shine, the city's first LGBTQ council member, led a 3-2 vote to cut the current force of around 60 sheriff's deputies by 4, while also hiring 30 unarmed security ambassadors under a scheme called Block by Block. The woke council member said the officers cost too much and the Block by Block program represented more bang for the buck. What we know now is our residents want foot patrols, Shine told Fox News. We need to be fiscally responsible. And we've all talked for 2 years. Reimagining policing means reallocating funding. You can't just say it without actually doing it, period. But despite touting the need to save money, Shine and the council voted to spend $85,000 updating the city's iconic rainbow crosswalk this year, adding colors to represent the transgender community and communities of color. The new inclusive pride crosswalks demonstrate our city's commitment to recognizing and honoring all within our LGBTQ plus community, as well as our acknowledgement that equity is needed for historically marginalized members of our LGBTQ plus community, said Shine after the city unveiled the new design in March. Here are the pictures. The West Hollywood City Council members also agreed to stump up funds for a Russian arts festival, increasing their contribution by $14,000 to $50,000.
Come on, man. So you've got a city, West Hollywood, which is riddled with crime. You've got a place that is not doing very well at all. And by a 3-2 margin, even the mayor was against this. They're cutting 4 sheriff's deputies and they're adding $85,000 to paint crosswalks because you can't, if you go through a crosswalk and you're LGBTQXYZ123 or BIPOC, you don't feel comfortable if the crosswalk doesn't have some strange colors on it. Is that what I'm hearing, Carrie? Really?
Pretty much, yeah.
And the people of West Hollywood are going to end up getting rid of council members like this, like they did the school board in San Francisco, like they did the DA in San Francisco. And this idiot's going to call it racism or homophobia or something. Go ahead.
And crime in West Hollywood has risen by 137% from last year.
I'm sorry, it sounded like you said 137%.
I said 137%.
So the response, which made sense to this council member, was let's cut police.
Right. But you've got those unarmed security ambassadors.
And you've got colorful crosswalks. So, you know, you're all set, to be honest.
And $50,000 for the Russian Culture Festival.
Because we want to give some more to the Russian culture, of course, of West Hollywood. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. This is why I say those who have conservative values, America First values, should open their eyes and ears and realize attacking each other is going to do nothing, because idiots like this will continue to attack the police, defund the police, and make people less safe. It's time to wake up and realize what's going on. 888-941-7247 or go to joepags.com right now. Keep it here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great to have you. I appreciate you stopping by. Thanks a lot for being here. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. How would you feel if your city council said, let's get rid of four sheriff's deputies, even though we've got over 100% increase in crime year over year? I think Kerry said 139%, something like that. So we've got 100% plus increase in crime year over year. We're going to get rid of four police officers, but we're going to paint the hell out of some crosswalks. Plus we're going to support the Russian Art Festival. Does that make sense?
Right. And this Russian Culture Festival will not be going on this year because of the invasion of Ukraine.
But they still have the money earmarked for
they
it.
They still have $50,000.
50K. And crimes, is it 139%?
137.
Oh, I'm sorry. I overshot it. Sorry.
2%.
137%. I know, right? 130%, 137% increase in crime. Let's get rid of four deputies and let's paint some crosswalks. Let me say this. If you're so fragile and you're so insecure with who you are, with your orientation or your gender ID or your ethnicity or race, if you're so insecure that you need a crosswalk to make you feel better, you got deeper troubles than a crosswalk. Let me just put that out there. And if you're somebody who's gay, who ends up in a city council, I don't care who you go home and sleep with. I want you to do best for the city. I want you to keep the city safe. I don't want you to say, woo, I made it. I'm gay. I'm proud. I'm in the LGBT community. Let me paint some crosswalks and get rid of some cops, because that's going to be better for West Hollywood. West Hollywood already has a bad reputation for crime. They just made it worse, but thank the good Lord above, 50K for that Russian festival. That's gonna make things all better. I mean, these people are nuts. I mean, they're seriously, I think they should have some sort of a cognitive test to find out what went wrong in their brains. They can't put a thought together that makes sense as to what their job is. Your job as a city council member is to be a counselor for the city and do what's best for the city. Painting crosswalks and firing cops is not the best for the city. Wake up. Also wake up if you've got financial issues. See what I did there? Total Financial Freedom, good friends over there, are making sure that you've got somebody to talk to about what's going on. If you're buried in bills, trying to keep up with all the credit cards, the signature loans, the internet loans, the timeshares, get off the treadmill. Get some Total Financial Freedom. You owe more than $10,000. The team at Total Financial Freedom has been doing a great job for 15-plus years, helping people like you resolve their debts, cut payments as well. Don't believe me? Just pick up the phone, give them a call. 1-800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. Call now. Ask about the free book, The Debt Dietitian. You've got to mention my name when you call that number to get the free book, Debt Dietitian. Learn how easy it is to cut your payments. You're going to appreciate the people who work there. They're like-minded people, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. No complaints whatsoever. So call the number, Total Financial Freedom. Mention my name, Joe Pags, when you call 800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. Again, get that free book by calling the number 800-833-9444 and make it happen right now. All right, 888-941-PAGS. Do me a favor, stop by the website, joepags.com, joepags.com. Find the social media site that you're on that you use the most. Click on it. Follow me there. I'm going to be verified on every social media site except for TikTok, where I'm still banned. I can't even post anything until tomorrow. But go there. Find your site. Follow me there. We're coming back with more.
This is the Joe Pags Show.